The Henry Raines Show, only on News Talk 820.
And I ain't no communist, and I ain't no capitalist, and I ain't no socialist, I ain't no imperialist, no, I ain't no Democrat, sure ain't no Republican, I only know one party, and it is freedom. I am a patriot, and I love my country.
Welcome to the second hour of the Henry Raines Show. News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Got to keep reminding you about the websites. 820WWBA.com for the station website. The live audio stream wherever you are in the world. And, of course, the live video stream, too. Our podcast site, HenryRainsShow.podomatic.com. HenryRainsShow.podomatic.com. Of course, our past shows are up there, but also the weekly interview I do with the captain, Matt Bruce, of the Captain's America on his, I don't know, 75, 80 stations, something up there. Ton of stations. And he graciously invites me on each week. And so we're adding that to the podcast site, too. You can send emails through the podcast site. You can put comments up about shows for everyone to see. And we hope you will. We were talking about a lot of issues in the previous hour, but right now, we have a guest. It's been away for a while, but issues are getting more and more important that we need to make you aware of. Harley Schlanger is Southwest Bureau Chief for EIR Magazine. The website is larouchepac.com, LaroucheCom. Lots of controversy over the last year or so with some of the things they were putting up there, some controversy on the show last time he was here. But we are having him back, and we want to get your participation, too, after we get the conversation started at 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. We'll take your calls in just a little while. But, Harley, good to speak with you again. How are you?
Hi, Henry. I'm fine. It's a beautiful day here in Houston.
Where are you?
I'm in Houston today.
Oh, and what's the weather like there?
Sunny, 65 degrees, the first day of spring, and it's probably two or three days to follow, and then we'll be in the summer.
Well, that's just about what it is here in Tampa, too.
Yeah.
Now, we've heard a lot about the recovery efforts, the stimulus plans, the state of the economy, and before we even get into the present, I have to say that on the previous show I had, people from your organization, you in particular, I don't know if it was late 2004, but it was definitely by early 2005. You were really sounding the alarm bells about the financial system and the risk involved. So let's just take a look backwards from where you came from, and then we'll move to present day and look forward.
Well, what we were operating from was an understanding in during the Clinton administration in the 90s that instead of doing what Clinton said he was going to do when he came in, and he was very clear he wanted to invest in infrastructure, Greenspan convinced him that financial bubbles will be politically popular. And a bubble blew in 97, and at that point Clinton said we've got to do something about the bubble economy. 98, the LTCM crisis occurred, and at that point Clinton and Rubin said we should not spend a nickel to bail out the banks. The problem is that that's when the Monica Lewinsky case arose, and we never heard anything more from Clinton on that. Larry Summers came in, Rubin left, and Summers was hand-in-hand with Greenspan and the Federal Reserve Chairman and Phil Graham, the leading Republican in the Senate, and they finished the deregulation of banking in 1999 with the repeal of the Depression-era Glass-Steagall legislation, which meant there were no longer any regulations against commercial banks trading in the most speculative entities. And we said at the time, Mr. LaRouche said at the time, I said at the time, that if we allow this totally unregulated speculation to occur, the banking system will suck the money out of the physical economy, out of industry, out of production, out of the farms, and it will go into speculative bubbles, and we'll end up with a depression. And what happened from 2000 until still to this day, we have a bubble economy. We have the incredible growth of toxic assets in the form of mortgage-backed securities, collateralized debt obligations, credit default swaps, things that no one's ever seen or heard of, but are hundreds of trillions of dollars of obligations in the banks. So far, we've come up with $24 trillion to bail out the banks, and they still have no money to loan. And so the proposal that we were making when we first started talking to you, I think in 2004 is right, is that we need a bankruptcy reorganization, reorganize the banking system, go back to regulated banking, and then extend credit not to bail out swindlers and crooks at the large banks, the so-called too-big-to-fail banks, but credit for infrastructure so we can put people to work doing the kinds of productive activity that will generate profit for the economy and also money for consumers, and then they can pay taxes and we'll solve some of the problems of the so-called unfunded mandates.
Let's look back at just one other thing that you mentioned, and you're a historian, so I know you don't mind speaking historically. But the audience probably has heard the term. They may not fully get the historical context. Glass-Steagall.
Yeah.
When did that come into effect? How did it come into effect? How and what was the effect of it over the period of time it existed until the 90s when it was repealed? Or the 80s it started, I believe.
Yeah, it started in 1981 and 83. Glass-Steagall was one of the first acts that President Franklin Roosevelt did right after setting up the Securities and Exchange Commission. The banking system was totally unregulated in the 20s. That's why we had real estate bubbles. People probably read about these in Florida. We had various kinds of stock bubbles. And when it popped in 1929, the decision was made to allow the banks to continue as they were. And, of course, the problem was Roosevelt came in 33. We were still in a deep depression. And the first thing he did was use the investigations of a man named Ferdinand Pecora, who was a special prosecutor brought in by Hoover, to investigate what the banks did. And Pecora brought all the leaders of the banking institutions, including J.P. Morgan Jr., and grilled them on how is it they were making millions of dollars when they were shutting off utilities, closing down factories, taking over farms, kicking people out of houses. And this built up so much anger in the population that Franklin Roosevelt, in the first 100 days, was able to enact legislation that put the banks under regulation. Now, it didn't mean a government agent told banks who to loan money to. It said that banks cannot buy stock. Banks cannot take their clients' checking account money, their depositors' money, and put it into trading on their own proprietary accounts. They had to have a certain amount of reserve behind anything they loaned out. There were limits on what they could do for leverage, and also there was an iron wall of separation between commercial banks, investment banks, and savings and loans. Now, with all the carping that you heard in the 80s and 90s, that system worked pretty well from the Depression, from 1933 up until 1983. I mean, did you ever meet a really poor commercial banker?
No, but let me ask you one quick question for context. Did we ever have that long a period of bank stability in the previous history of the United States?
Absolutely not. Never. We had one crisis after another. And by limiting the banks to investments that were productive, and then if you wanted to speculate, you go to an investment bank and buy stocks, and if you wanted to buy some exotic financial instrument, you could do it through an investment bank, but then you would be risking your own money and that investment bank's money, not the money of every investor in the commercial bank. And so the idea of the Glass-Steagall was that banking has to have some higher principle which protects the people who trust the banker, who put their money into the banker's care, that the banker's not just going to do what Bernie Madoff did, or, for that matter, what Fold did at Lehman Brothers or what they did at Goldman Sachs. Take the money and go out and buy worthless instruments on your account, stuff your account with them, and buy and sell them so the investment bank makes the money. And then when it turns out there's nothing there, they go to the government for a bailout.
All right, and then what happened in the 80s after the first wave of repeal came through?
The first wave was with the savings and loans. And so the protected status of savings and loans, where the savings and loans were allowed to charge slightly higher interest on the money they loaned out, and they would give slightly lower returns to their savers. But you knew that if you had a 30-year mortgage, you were paying every month to that company, and the money you paid in was in the homes of people in your community, so that you had a built-in stability. Now, once they got rid of something called Regulation Q, which protected the savings and loans, which is what happened with the 1982 Depository Institution Bill, the big deregulation, that made commercial banks able to go in and start taking over mortgages. And next thing you knew, mortgages, instead of being a source of stability, became a speculative instrument. And then when the bubble started growing, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, two quasi-government institutions whose purpose was to help people, help banks and communities finance mortgages, instead they started buying the bad commercial paper. And so the whole system changed in the 80s, but it wasn't until the end of the 80s, when Wendy Graham was appointed by Bush Sr., Phil Graham's wife, to head up the Commodities Future Trading Corporation, and then she deregulated the futures markets. So no longer did a futures contract have to have a product delivered at the end of the term.
Okay. Harley, we only have a minute and a half to the break, and I want to give us a point where we can jump forward after the break. So
sure.
Let me just follow that up a little bit. But the savings and loans, if they paid a little less interest and charged a little more interest, how could you expect them to have competed in that time?
Well, if you protect them so that they're not competing with commercial banks, but they're the only ones loaning for housing, it meant you had a stable housing market. Plus, the savings and loan formula was 3-6-3, 3% savings, 6% interest, and you're on the golf course at 3 in the afternoon.
Okay. And on the other side of the break, we're going to continue the discussion with Harley Schlanger. He'll give you some information on how you can get some information from his organization. The website is laroochepac.com, LaroucHePac.com. On the other side of the break, I'll also be asking Harley about what happened most recently, the decline, supposedly, of Larry Summers in the administration, the rise of Paul Volcker, and are the new darlings of the Tea Party embracing financial reform or not? You're listening to The Henry Raine Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
This portion of The Henry Raine Show is brought to you by Callens, Little & Delgado, a full-service law firm practicing personal injury, family, criminal defense, and immigration law.
Type it in, Tampa Bay, newstalk820.com.
I'm Scott Callens from the law firm of Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal. During this season of high roadway traffic, you need to be extra cautious. You should know that Harvard researchers have concluded that cell phone use while driving increases your likelihood of being injured in a car accident by 4 times. Reduce your chances of injury by driving a bit slower and by pulling from the roadway when you must use your cell phone. You'll arrive at your destination safely, and your caller will appreciate the attention that you've given them. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we help people who have been injured by careless drivers. If you or your loved ones have been injured in an accident, you may have questions. At Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, we want to help. There's no charge to meet with us, and our fees are based on a percentage of what we recover for you. Call us at 941-749-1446. Let us help answer your questions. Callens, Little, Delgado, and Opstal, 941-749-1446, or reach us at makeempay.net.
As fear and uncertainty dominate many cable TV and radio talk shows, our hosts are thoughtful, focused, informative, and fair. There are things we need to do. Watch our spending, get our credit card debt paid down. We need to talk responsibility, and we need to watch our actions. We also need a good teacher, a coach. We're the only station to bring you Dave Ramsey for 2 hours every day, 2 to 4. He's on cable TV news shows all day, and he's on News Talk 820 every day. He's a resource. Listen, take notes. Let's get through this together. Together.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see.
This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids.
I searched online.
I couldn't find the showtimes.
It was the only other movie playing.
How bad could it be?
very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
It's our 75th birthday. Come celebrate with us March 4th through March 14th at the 2010 Florida Strawberry Festival. 11 great days. Over 23 of America's top entertainers appearing twice daily on the GTE Federal Credit Union soundstage. There's free entertainment every day with arts and crafts, exhibits, tasty foods, parades, and over 80 of the most exciting rides ever featuring Ride All You Want special days and nights on the Bell City Amusements Midway. Best of all, come and enjoy the most delicious and incredible strawberry shortcake in the USA. Plant City's finest. Gate admission is just $10 for adults, $5 for kids, and children 5 and under are free. Get your tickets at flstrawberryfestival.com. That's flstrawberryfestival.com. Or visit a Sweet Bay supermarket for discounted tickets. The 2010 Florida Strawberry Festival. 75 years. Come celebrate with us.
Are you looking to save money on your health insurance? Are you self-employed? Do you need family coverage? Are you a student? Do you want better coverage and still save money? Searching for health insurance can be an overwhelming process. I specialize in finding the perfect option that fits your needs and saves you money. If you're looking to save money, protect yourself, and understand your coverage, then call me, Dave Silver, 813-417-2716. 813-417-2716.
Henry Rank Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. Before we go back to our guest, FDIC shuts down banks in Nevada and Washington. Regulators shut down banks in Nevada and Washington, putting U.S. bank failures at 22 for the year. Regulators shut down in Nevada and Washington on Friday, making the 21st and 22nd failures of federally insured banks. Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation was appointed receiver of Carson River Community Bank and Rainier Pacific Bank. And other related financial news, U.S. banks veto socialist pay in secret talks. America's top bankers quashed attempts by their British counterparts to persuade the industry to bring down salaries in response to public outrage after the world's government spent billions rescuing the system. Chief executives from the World Bank discussed the plans at a secret dinner, not quite so secret, dinner held at Claridge's, the London Hotel, last October, which several leading British bankers are said to have suggested the sector should take greater responsibility for its part in the crash and do more to reduce the vast bonuses. That's from The Independent. We're speaking with Harley Schlanger, Southwest Bureau Chief, EIR Magazine. Before we get back into the meat and potatoes of the interview, Harley, there's usually a phone number you give out that people can get sample publications.
Sure, they can call us at 800-929-7566. So it's toll-free, 800-929-7566. And just say you heard about this on the Henry Rain Show, and we'll be happy to talk to you and get you some literature.
Okay, we'll be giving that number out again. The website is laroochpack.com. Lots of multimedia there. If you have questions related to the topic at hand, 866-977-4820, 866-977-4820. Harley will be with us till the bottom of the hour and a little bit on the other side of the bottom of the hour news break. All right, so we're back to the present. In fact, we're so close to the present, we're at the election of Scott Brown in Massachusetts. And shockwaves go through the Democratic Party. President Obama comes out, holds a press conference, a meeting. He has Paul Volcker standing by his right hand. He's got Timothy Geithner back in the corner. I'm not quite sure the position of Larry Summers, the gentleman that you talked about from the Clinton administration that had Obama's ear, and the president. And he says he understands. He's got it now. And they are shifting gears. They are going to go for the what they call the Volcker Rule. Of course, Congress, the Democratic majority in the Senate and the House, have still yet to produce a financial reform or re-regulation of the industry. Take it from there, Harley.
Well, the reason we need a reform is that the bankruptcy that we saw explode with Bear Stearns in 2007, the credit crunch in 2007, and then the bailout in 2008 was because these banks are sitting on trillions of dollars of worthless paper. And the issue is really simple. If Obama were Franklin Roosevelt, he would have said, we're putting you into bankruptcy reorganization, we're going to protect your depositors, protect your business loans, your commercial loans, but we're not going to allow you to keep at par value, at face value, these trillions of dollars of what Greenspan called financial innovation, derivatives, swaps, and things of that sort. That's going to have to be written down over time. In the meantime, we're going to keep the banks open. Instead, what Paulson did with Bernanke, the Federal Reserve Chairman, and with Timothy Geithner, Federal Reserve President of New York, was to say, if we don't bail out these banks, the system's going to collapse. And so we committed the so-called TARP funds of $700 billion. But beyond that, the Federal Reserve basically took over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. That's $5 trillion. They are buying mortgage-backed securities. They're buying U.S. Treasury notes. In other words, the Federal Reserve is buying up the federal debt because no one else will take it at 0% interest. And so you have a $24 trillion extension of debt to the American people through the Federal Reserve and the Treasury. Now, this is unsustainable. This is on top of the growing annual budget deficit. So what President Obama recognized was that, look, the Scott Brown election was not just health care. It actually goes back to the summer of 2008 when there went, or summer, I'm sorry, 2009, when people who were coming to the town meetings wanted to talk about the bailouts. They wanted to talk about spending. It wasn't just health care. And the president recognized that people were still angry, that we were bailing out the banks but had no money to create jobs, no money for health care, no money for infrastructure. So he did this grandstand with Paul Volcker. And Volcker is an interesting character. He knows that you have to put regulation on the banks. But what they came up with was the weakest form of regulation, a simple one part of the Glass-Steagall bill, which is to separate commercial banks from investment banks, so that Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, for example, would have to decide whether they want to be an investment bank and be out on their own, or a commercial bank in which they get government help, but they can't buy stocks and bonds. They could buy stocks and bonds, but more financial derivatives and things of that sort. It was weak as it was. The Barney Frank proposal would give the Federal Reserve all the power. So there's not a single proposal up yet from Democrats or Republicans that would put limits to what banks could do with your money.
Harley, in 30 seconds, and we'll look at what's current situation in the future on the other side of the break. What is the current status of this even weakest of reforms?
It's going nowhere. It's not marked up for committee hearings. Everything's being subordinated to the health care issue.
All right. We're speaking with Harley Schlanger. We're going to give you that phone number and where you can get sample publications for just making a phone call. And we will continue this. We'll talk about the crisis in Europe, what it means to the United States, and we'll also ask why the Tea Party activists don't hold the Congress's feet to the fire and their new candidates on the financial reform issue. You're listening to The Henry Raines Show here on News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
This portion of the Henry Raines Show is brought to you by Canada Med Services. Save up to 70% on your prescriptions. Call 1-877-917-3600.
News Talk AM 820.
Paying too much for your prescription medication? Call Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600. In their sixth year of saving customers money on medications, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600. Guaranteed delivery. Government inspected and approved factories. Save up to 70% on your prescription. Call 877-917-3600.
Tampa Bay, log on to NewsTalk820.com.
Genesis Communications, Tampa Bay.
News Talk, AM 820, WWBA.
The home of ABC News. There's been a sharp upswing in the death toll from the Chilean earthquake. Chile's president says the pre-dawn quake on Saturday has killed at least 708 people. Earlier, the official death toll was around 300. The magnitude 8.8 quake was among the most powerful ever recorded. Utility crews continue trying to restore electric power to about 200,000 homes and businesses in the northeast U.S., hammered by Friday's massive winter storm. And a violent late winter storm across western Europe has left dozens dead.
Heavy, fierce rain and strong winds snuck up on winter-weary Europe over the weekend, leaving a trail of death and destruction. Most of the victims were in France, but weather-related deaths were recorded from Portugal to Germany. It's also played havoc with transportation. At Frankfurt Airport, more than 100 departing flights were canceled, while scores of others were delayed or diverted. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
And in New York, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Henry Rain Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA. We're speaking with Harley Schlanger, Southwest Bureau Chief, EIR Magazine, website laroochepac.com, LAROUCHEPAC.com. To get free sample publications, just call 800-929-7566, 800-929-7566, and say you heard Harley on the Henry Rain Show, and we will get that out, or well, they will get that out to you. I don't have anything to do with it. We do have Daniel standing by in Clearwater. We've got about 10 minutes. We can take calls at 866-977-4820. So let's, Daniel, please be patient for a minute or two. Harley, let's try and do this in time enough to get to Daniel. Two questions. I'll stack the questions up, and you can handle them in your own way. Two things going on. We have people like Scott Brown, who's the darling of the Tea Party movement, but has huge contributions from the financial industry. We've got Marco Rubio here in Florida, who's ascending like a rocket ship here in the Senate race, but again, ties to the financial industry. You know a lot about the Tea Party activists. They followed a lot of your information and lead on the healthcare issue. Why aren't they getting a hold about the need for this financial reform? And then to add punctuation to that, explain the danger of what's going on in Europe and how we may be in line for a whole other set of crises.
All right, quickly on the Tea Party, I think you have to distinguish between a lot of the angry people who are out waving constitutions and support a broad array of issues versus a group of Republicans who are trying to control it and use it, like Dick Armey. And Dick Armey is one of the people who's always opposed regulation. A lot of the people in the Tea Party don't know it, but they're being manipulated to support continued deregulation. And I think that's why you're pointing out there's money coming into these candidates from the financial industries. Of course, the financial industries also put a lot of money into Barack Obama because they thought, and they so far have proven to be right, that he wouldn't support real re-regulation. So I think that's the answer to that. Now, on the situation in Europe, you've got what Lyndon LaRouche has said for a long time, the euro system won't work. You can't take away national sovereignty where you have such divisions, like Germany is a strong economy, Greece a weak economy, Spain was an economy that grew because of real estate speculation. Now Greece is broke and actually in a big crisis, but Spain is worse, and the United Kingdom is the worst of all, and Germany can't bail out all those countries. So the euro is about to collapse. Now, rather than get all happy and excited and smug about it, we should realize that the U.S. and the European banks are one and the same. When AIG was bailed out, half of the bailout went to European banks. So there's an integration of this essentially London-centered commercial banking operation, which built up the speculative bubble and is now popping. It's popping today in Europe, but actually the total indebtedness of the United States is much larger per capita than Europe. So that's why we can't be smug about it. We have to go about sensible, hard, tough regulation.
All right, we'll explore that more in just a moment. Let me get to Daniel in Clearwater. Daniel, go ahead, please.
Oh, hello. I think that the U.S. Congress made a big mistake in bringing Mr. Toyota over here and upbringing him. You know, Japan is our largest creditor, and you do not let those people lose face. And I think that was a mistake. And here we had some of those idiot congressmen who are no better than Obama, community organizers, telling some businessman, you know, how to run things. And I'd like your guests' take on that.
All right, Daniel, thanks for that. I've got to let you go because we're tight on time. Harley, you want to handle that and then go ahead and roll into a little bit more solution?
Sure. I think he's right. Japan has now overtaken China as our leading purchaser, other than the Federal Reserve, of U.S. treasuries. You know, as far as bringing them in, look, the auto industry is at a real turning point right now. There's a certain kind of saturation of cars. The auto industry should be retooling and building high-speed rail and power plants. You know, there are a lot of things you could do, but it doesn't help for us to get smug and smirky with Japan or Europe when we're the engine of this problem. The derivatives crisis started here. Solutions are simple. You go back to regulation and you say, you can't sell a financial instrument if there's not some product attached to it. Otherwise, it's gambling. Go to Las Vegas if you want to gamble. But you can't have banks that are depository institutions that tell you, put your money in my bank and we'll safeguard it, and then go out and buy unregulated, unchecked financial instruments. And Henry, you had this report on the two banks that went under on Friday. There are 750 banks on the immediate crucial watch list, and there are another 1,200 that are on the slightly less critical watch list. These are regional and local banks that, in order to compete for funds, had to sign on to the speculative deals they were getting from the money center banks in New York and London. And we have the whole banking system on life support. They'll shut down the smaller banks, turn the assets over to bigger banks, and meanwhile, the FDIC is out of money. So we're in a more profound financial crisis today than we were in September 2008. And why aren't we hearing this? Because the bankers are running the country right now.
All right, and to complete Daniel's car comments into an analogy, I would say that the financial industry has behaved like an auto manufacturer that knowingly creates a product that's dangerous and defective, sells it to you, and then buys an insurance policy for when you crash.
And then takes out a reinsurance policy on the insurance policy to make sure that you can never collect when you crash it.
All right, Harley, again, let's give that phone number. It's 800-929-7566. 800-929-7566. The website, LaRouchePAC.com, LaRouchePAC.com. Harley, in the last minute or two, what do you want to leave the audience with?
We need a movement that demands that Congress end the bailouts and get the money back and goes with a global Glass-Steagall, a regulatory policy that doesn't allow this again. And then we need another, to borrow another thing from Roosevelt, invest in infrastructure development with government credit through the private sector to create jobs, to build the kind of transportation, water and power management that will bring us up to the 21st century. That's the LaRouche plan. It's very simple. There's a lot of support for it, but it's not going to go anywhere unless the American people start making demands for it.
All right. Harley Schlanger, Southwest Bureau Chief, EIR Magazine, LaRouchePAC.com, the website. Phone number 800-929-7566, 800-929-7566. Harley, good to talk to you again.
Okay, Henry.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll be speaking with Dulcie Cushmore from Canada Med Services, and I've got a little bit of a personal testimonial to give to Dulcie when I speak to her then, something that hits quite close to home with her service. You're listening to The Henry Raine Show, News Talk AM 820 WWBA.
Good
This portion of the Henry Rain Show is brought to you by HurtByAccident.com. 1-888-280-HURT. Personal injury attorneys, they'll come to you.
People running, talking, it's all going on up and down the street.
If you've been hurt in an accident and you've been contemplating talking to an attorney to see what rights you have, consider a few things. If you were hurt in an accident a few years ago, can you still make a claim? There's a statute of limitations on making personal injury claims. That means that if you wait too long, you may not be entitled to anything, so be advised. Secondly, will an attorney or law firm charge you a fee or cost regardless of the outcome of your case? Some will charge you costs even if they lose, so be advised. Hi, I'm C.J. Zaya. For nearly 20 years, my partner Kevin Gallagher and I have been representing accident victims, and we've been doing it for free. At Zion Gallagher, personal injury law is all we do, and if we don't win, we'll do it for free. At Zion Gallagher, we charge you nothing. That's no fees or costs unless we win. Our fee comes out of what we recover for you. Call us today, toll-free at 1-888-280-HURT. That's 1-888-280-HURT.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Lang, board-certified optometric physician and certified nutritional specialist. I'm also host of Ask the Doctor, now heard live every weekday on News Talk 820 WWBA from 9 to 10 in the morning. I'm here to help answer all your questions regarding your vision, eye care, and ocular nutrition. So if you're wondering how proper nutrition may slow down aging in the eye and body, then tune in and listen about the latest in optical, medical, surgical, and nutritional treatment. That's Ask the Doctor with me, Dr. Michael Lang, now heard right here every weekday from 9 to 10 on News Talk 820. WWBA.
This is the theme to Forever Lovers, the movie I wanted to see. This is the theme to Hillbilly Hamsters, a big hit with kids. I searched online. I couldn't find the showtimes. It was the only other movie playing. How bad could it be? Very, very bad.
Yahoo Search delivers movie trailers, reviews, showtimes, theater info, and more. All on one page, right at the top. Just what you need. Just one search.
Next time I'm using Yahoo Search.
Yahoo!
This message is for anyone who is not happy with their current investments or employment and looking for a way out. Your dream must be to own your own business. Health is everybody's topic. How to get it and how to keep it. Helping people achieve their health and fitness goals is big business. This business could be yours by owning a Max Muscle Nutrition store. Visit any Max Muscle Nutrition store and witness the Max Muscle experience firsthand. Take control of your future. Go to MaxMuscleFranchise.com or call 813-920-4555.
Henry Rain Show here, News Talk, AM 820 WWBA, website 820WWBA.com, podcast site henryrainshow.podomatic.com, that's Henry Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S, show.podomatic, P-O-D-O-M-A-T-I-C.com, and again, this show will be up later today. Archives are up there as well as my weekly interview on the nationally syndicated Captain's America radio show. Heard on over 75 stations around the country. That's their little 10-minute feature. And getting to our next guest, Dulcie Cushmore is owner-operator of Canada Med Services, serving people across the nation, but based in just south of here in Sarasota, Florida. And Dulcie, thank you and welcome back to Henry Rain Show.
Well, thanks, Henry, and it's nice to be back on again.
Yeah, and we're going to get to some actual news issues in regards to people's prescription and pharmaceuticals, but I want to start on a more personal note. Let's do that, though, by telling people what Canada Med Services is.
Canada Med Services we get prescriptions for people, their drugs, from either our global pharmacy, our Canadian pharmacy, or our U.S. pharmacy, and they're all mail order. They're not online pharmacies. And what we do is we give out the prices to the people when they call from one of our three pharmacies, and we place the orders with the pharmacies for them, and the drugs are sent directly to their homes, and it's charged on their credit cards right in the secure location of each pharmacy.
And these are bricks and mortar pharmacies with an address,
right?
Not some virtual pharmacy somewhere.
No, they are actual dispensing pharmacies in the countries where they are located, whether it's the U.S., Canada, or the overseas market.
And
they have actual pharmacists in there who do the dispensing.
And you facilitate getting the best prices from how many different countries, or just name them however you feel comfortable?
Oh, probably we generally use maybe five different countries. I would say the most come from India, where Walmart and the other places get mostly from Cipla in India, which is where a lot of the generics, if you went to one of your local pharmacies here, you would find on the packages of generics Cipla Limited on it. It's the same place where we get our things from.
Okay, and then you may get them from Canada or Europe or...
Well, we get them from... We also get from Canada. We get from the U.S. We get from New Zealand and the U.K. and Israel and different countries like that where the medications are sold.
So you're constantly finding the best price for your customers.
We can take one drug and look all across the whole line of different pharmacies and see where our best price is, and that's what we offer to our clients.
And to get started, someone, just faxes you or mails you a prescription?
Well, first of all, they call us for a price to make sure we're saving them money, and then either their doctor can fax us the prescription, or they can mail it, or they can bring it in if they're in Sarasota.
Okay, that phone number, we'll give it to you a few more times here because I'm jumping the gun here a little bit because they just saved me a ton of money. 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. It's also in local listings and information for Sarasota on Bee Ridge, 877-917-3600. And let me get to this because I want to be sure we have time for the news issues too. But, I'm getting up to that age where you never had to think about your doctor before, and then all of a sudden, last year and a half, I went into the doctor, and my blood pressure was real high, dangerously high, I guess I should say. And the first doctor that caught it gave me a prescription right then, and I got started on that. It did do the job, but I started having some side effects, and then I went to my internal medicine doctor for more kit management, and he tried another one. It was not quite right, and finally we came across one that was working very well for me, both from the status of getting the results and not having any adverse effects. Well, he gave me about a 2-month supply of samples to see how it was going to go, and I'm just happy taking it. It's right up there in my cabinet, and I don't think twice about it. But I get to the pharmacy when those samples run out, and I get sort of a sticker shock when the pharmacist tells me what the price is going to be. It's going to cost $210 a month for blood pressure medicine. And the patent doesn't go out for 2016. There won't be a generic available in the U.S. for a long time, and I'm thinking, do I want to go back to try stuff that had a bad side effect that's cheap? Or do I want to stay with this that's working and if I feel good? And I'm looking at a 6-month cost to me personally, out of pocket, even though I have insurance, of $630 for 3 months. Well, naturally, having this long association with Canada Med Services and Dulcie, I called her office, and Christina down there got the price for me. And going forward, the price would be about $230 for 3 months. So we're talking about a $390 savings off the $630. That's for me personally. That was done. That is absolute fact, and I can't thank both Dulcie and her organization enough because that makes a huge difference when you look at a year's cost. And Dulcie, you do that for people all the time.
We do, and it's, it sometimes is really the difference between people taking their meds or not and really life and death in some cases. I mean, people just can't afford their medications in the States. It's very difficult, and the drug prices have gone soaring in the last 6 months. They've really increased, and we have both generic and brand available at good prices, and we're always happy to help and see what we can do for people.
And by the way, I should also say that my prescription's on its way from India. I have faith in Canada Med Services, but I also, like Reagan said, trust but verify. I got online. I saw that it's being manufactured in India. It's all legit, above the board, and I feel totally confident in whatever they do for me there. By the way, again, the phone number is 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. How many years have you been in business, Dulcie?
We're into our eighth year.
Okay. Speaking of pharmaceutical prices, it was months and months ago when Obama had just cut the deal that is now down the river with the pharmaceutical industries, that they would cut prices a certain amount over the next 10 years, and it was all touted as a big savings. And you came on because this is your livelihood, this is your responsibility to your clients, and said, well, they're cutting the prices, but they're raising them higher than the cut's going to be. And sure enough, later on, a couple weeks after you said that on the show, it was in the news media. They were raising the prices in advance of the deal. And now you're going to tell us about another development in the prescription servicing industry.
Well, there was a big article in the Washington Post not long ago about a task force, and it was comprised of U.S. and a lot of different countries that had gotten together, and they did an operation to close down a lot of these online pharmacies, and they found when they were seizing drugs coming in from all over the place into all different countries, and some of them had yellow paint in them, some of them had turpentine in them. I mean, they're really dangerous things that were coming from some of these rogue online pharmacies. And as a result of that, Google, Yahoo, and Microsoft have all decided that they are no longer going to accept any AdWords from any of these online pharmacies, nor are they going to let organic means of finding it. So you couldn't just Google pharmaceutical products or something like that. And starting in March, which is starting tomorrow, you will not be able to find online pharmacies on the Internet. They're only allowed to advertise in their own country. So anything that's a Canadian online pharmacy will only be shown in Canada, and the same with any of the others. So unless you knew what their web address is, that is the only way you'll be able to get to them. And they're doing it to stop all the counterfeits coming in. But what's also happened, there are certainly online pharmacies that are very legitimate, but they are no longer allowed to, they will no longer be allowed to advertise. So it's huge. It's really stopping all of that. So anyway, that's our latest thing that we have heard.
All right, and of course, just to reiterate, that is a whole separate being from what your business model is at Canada Med Services.
That's right. We are not an online pharmacy. What an online pharmacy does is you can just get online. They have a price list right online, and you can place your order there, and it's sent out to you. And we have never liked that model, and I have always warned people of ordering online because you really don't know if they're a legitimate pharmacy. You would have no way. Anybody can have an 800 number and say they're in Canada, for instance. And we check many of these out, and they are not. They're merely a call center for somebody that could be located in China. There's one that's even doing advertising. They bought some kind of a list in Florida, and we've checked them out, and they're not legitimate. And some of them say they're members of chambers of commerce, or they're members of this, and it's not true. See, and it's hard for people to individually check these out, but we have our pharmacies in Canada and around the globe who know, I mean, they're connected and they're legitimate, and they certainly have the means to check these places out. So it can be really dangerous, but people look at these low prices. I mean, somebody will have Lipitor for $30 for 90 days. Well, it's impossible. I mean, I know what the wholesale cost is. Nobody could sell it for that. So it's not real. But it's turned into like a $38 billion a year industry selling all this fake drugs. It's incredible. So it's being stopped.
Well, if you want to feel confident, you can call this number, 877-917-3600. That's 877-917-3600. If you don't have time to write it down, you can just call Sarasota Information and ask for Canada Med Services. They'll give you the local listing. That's Canada Med Services. Dulcie Cushmore's there. You're going to talk to if you call during a weekday, you'll talk to a real live person. You can leave a message today, and they'll call you back first thing in the morning. And as I said, I don't know, Dulcie, you've been in business almost 8 years. I think you've been a sponsor 6, maybe going on 7. I don't know. I've been in your office more times. Pardon me?
From the very beginning when we started almost.
Yeah, and I've been in your office more times than I can count, and I can assure everyone that it's a top-notch organization. And again, I after all these years, I find myself in a position where I am trusting the financial health of my family and my personal health to Canada Med Services at 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. We might just have a minute or two, Dulcie. What are some of the more, I don't want to call them popular, but more necessary prescriptions that people are saving money on?
Well, most of the meds that people take that they take every day are the maintenance meds, like Plavix and Nexium and Lipitor and all of those kinds of drugs. Plus, we have great prices on Viagra and all of those drugs that we sell an enormous amount of those things. And we even have, like, asthma drugs. We have children that we've sold that, you know, use those drugs because it's certainly a huge difference in the price here. And as I said, some people just can't afford to pay the prices here. The other thing that people don't realize is when we say they're coming from the global market, most of the drugs today are made, like all the drug companies are in India today making brand products, and we have those available as well as that at a huge discount from what you would pay here. And it's just a huge savings. We have saved probably close to $4.5 million for our clients who've ordered from our one little store in Sarasota in the 7+ years that we've been in business. And I think that's just huge. That's a lot of money.
That's good work. Dulcie Cushmore, Canada Med Services, 877-917-3600, 877-917-3600. Dulcie, as always, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Henry, and have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, first of all, thanks to our guest, Harley Schlanger, Dulcie Cushmore. We want to thank all the callers that kept us hopping that first hour and Nick busy. I want to thank Nick, as always, for doing a great job in the control room. We didn't get to Marco Rubio trying to blame Charlie Crist about Terry Schiavo. I thought we had sort of settled that one a while back. And we didn't get to talk about Governor Crist possibly becoming an independent and running in the Senate race that way. And we certainly didn't get to the health care summit. But we'll get to all that and more next week. Or maybe something else. The best laid plans seldom go as I think here, but it's always great to share this time with you. Thanks to all the callers and listeners. We'll be back next week with another Henry Rank Show.
News Talk AM 820.